for Flama's vote.
219
on the second column.
Just
cuts
people in general, or
on daylight saving.
In terms of interpreting, in terms of your attitude towards Chazal. Okay, so the first cat is what you would call. What would you call the first cat? What's that?
The masses.
The masses.
Well, I don't know, because he says the second cat's also a lot of people.
Well, it's the masses of the believers. The masses of the believers. It's the most of the believers. Well, you'll see the second cat is probably bigger, but it's not. they take a different approach. All right, let's see. So the second cat is what? Who wants to read this? The cat Hashnia. Matt?
Okay.
Dave?
Zakat Hashnia, Gam Him Rabim.
They're also big. Right. They're also big.
Him Osam Shabrao Divrei Chachamim O Shamu'uhal V'Havinu Hukpshato.
Okay, so they also, they're very similar to, so far they're very similar to the first cat, right? Because they saw the Divrei Chachamim, or they heard them, and they understand them, and they understand them in their they understand them plainly, right? Talking about Midrashim. Go ahead.
Chashu she'in kavanos chachamim b'kach elam mashmas pshatei adavarim.
And they thought that that the chacham only meant the simple meaning of their words. Okay.
V'chein zilzlu bo v'ginuhu v'chashu v'muzar mashein amuzar.
Okay, so therefore they made fun of them. They degraded them, and they thought that things are strange. They thought things that are not strange were strange. Okay, so in other words, in terms of the interpretation of the words, in terms of the interpretations of the Divrei Chazal, they're the same as the first cat. They both read the Midrashim. And they take them literally, right? But the first cat already had a belief in the Chachamim, right? They already had a belief in the Chachamim. The only thing is, they had a misunderstanding of what the Chachamim, what they were. So they assumed them to be. They took the words literally, and they projected onto the Chachamim. Basically, their own image, and therefore concluded that that all the words are literal, and that they have to accept all these strange-sounding statements. Right? They took them literally. They took them literally, and they believed in them. Right? And therefore, they had to warp their minds around these things. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Different than wrapping your mind around. Okay, but this group is what? This group also believes the things to be literal. But they take the other... But they didn't have any conclusions about the... they weren't working, let's say, with the idea that the Chachamim were great people. Right? They were coming from the opposite approach. And they say what? They use the Divrei Chachamim, they use the Midrashim to degrade the Chachamim. But the Rambam says interesting, he's saying that what? They made the V'choshvu lemuzar ma she'eino muzar, V'yaligo al Divrei Chachamim le'itim krovos. He's trying to paint a picture. Of the type of person that they were dealing with. So what they do, they mocked the Divrei Chachamim in very short time. In other words, very easily, very quickly. Right? V'choshrim shehem yoser nevonim mehem. V'yoser zake rayon. They thought that what? They thought themselves greater Chachamim than Chazal. And they thought of themselves that they have a clearer mind.
Are these religious people?
No, these are not religious people. V'sheheim aleihem ha'shalom psiim chesrei das sichlim b'chol ha'metzius.
Were that many non-religious people in town around you call this group rabbi?
What do you mean? Most of the world's not Jewish.
That's where it's always been.
he's not necessarily talking about Jews.
No, he's not necessarily talking about Jews.
Okay,
oh,
Jews.
He's talking about people in
general. What does he say? He says, so does he say. And then the first one is, V'heim ha'rov she'nefgashti imahem asher yisicho echibim. Doesn't he say in the first one that they're Jewish?
Well, they would have to be, otherwise they wouldn't accept.
Yeah, but right.
He said Rabbanim.
Oh, he's in
Rabbanim.
Yeah.
The second group, are they coming up with a preconceived notion that the Chacham are foolish?
Let's see. Let's go a little further. Go ahead.
Okay.
So he said that they Chazal are foolish. Right. Chesrei Das.
They not masigim shum davar klal.
And.
Yeah.
Huh?
He says specifically the last line. No. Right.
Torah, and then
about
right. Right. Right.
And
making
it.
Right. 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 Right.
She's saying the first cut causes the second cut.
Well,
no, he's saying that they're Jewish. Is that what you're saying?
Can you, what did you just read?
That's not necessarily.
Instead of a
can you follow all this up? It's not said.
Thank you.
They'll say when people. Right. That's correct. That's what people will say about the Torah when these people say it.
So
that's the prior cut.
No, but when he's saying that, how the other people are going to respond to what they're saying.
Right.
Isn't that the second cut? These people are responding to it?
Oh, you mean, that's probably true. But go ahead.
Okay, the rov mishanafal b'machshav hazu, osam ha-to'anim,
v'ina masigim shum davar klal. They're not really... They're not. Who's not being masig? There's this cat. They're not being masig anything over here, right? In other words, they're not really perceiving any of the truth at all in what the Chazal is saying. Okay. Now he says, who falls into this category?
Doctors,
mainly doctors, and astrologers.
That's weird,
right? But that's the astronomers in those days.
Those are the more pretty much scientific minds.
So he's saying, so that's the description of here, that these people, they think of themselves as very wise, right, philosophers, and how distant are they? How distant are they from the true philosophers? Okay, so he's saying that's this group of people. So what's this group of people? Can we try to put it into more
the scientific atheist?
Not labels. What's the type of person he's talking about?
Arrogant. They basically have their own idea of what Chacham is. They're not stupid about it. They may be a scientist and they may be good at what they do, and they basically belittle the Chachamim as something that's not worth their time. So if they see anything that doesn't conform to what they know must be true, so they don't say there must be something else here, they just dismiss it out of hand.
It's also like a conscious ego.
Well, why would doctors fall into this category?
Because if a Chazal says something about like some sort of supernatural phenomenon, the doctor doesn't see anything in what they do.
Why would a doctor think of himself as a philosopher? Don't learn like why would he? He's saying these people think of themselves as philosophers.
Scientists generally do.
They all seem to be
studying the natural world and probably feels they have an understanding of it. To say anything more would say there's something beyond the natural world, which I guess they're arguing. They would say that the greatest philosophy is understanding the natural world.
These people are in a place where they can view themselves as
chachamim. Yeah,
right?
But is there any area where they feel they're successful? A businessman could be in the same category too, right?
Doesn't say that there are many businessmen in this category. Could he be? I guess he could be. But no, these are people who have a claim on knowledge, right? They have a claim on chachma. That's what he's saying, right? First group doesn't have a claim on any chachma, right? First group has no claim on chachma. They simply believe in chazal. And what? And when they see things in chazal that don't match up to what other people are saying, they go with chazal, right? But they're not chachamim, so they don't look into the depth of it, and they take it for its simple meaning, and then they therefore build their worldview on that, right? But he's saying this group is a group that has a claim on knowledge, correct?
Also, they don't usually learn things in terms of riddles and mishalim. Usually pretty straightforward, so if they see something being taught in that way, they're not even going to try to interpret it in any intelligent manner.
And he says this group thinks they're greater than Chazal. That's what he says also, right? Choshem shem yosir nevona meyam, the yosir zaki rayon.
So,
right? And they think Chazal is foolish. Yeah.
In what sense are they kama rechokim, you know,
let's continue a little bit.
Good. Kasa rishona, v'yosar psayin.
So he says these people are more foolish than the first cat. It's interesting. More foolish than the first cat.
Him kas arura, shehis partu klape anashim rame hamala, shekvar noda chachmasam esal hachachamim.
Okay. He says that what? This is the cursed group. That are spread out from where? Anoshim Rome Hamala. Shekvar Nodo Chachmosom Eitzel Chachamim. Yeah, wait a minute.
Does he mean more like they go against? Or are they? He doesn't mean just like. He's not referring to the number, right? He's. And their existence is contrary to like these.
Shesparzu kalpe anoshim romei amala shekvar nodo chochmosam etzel hachachamim. In other words, that what? You mean they're taking their place?
I don't know if in actuality, but that's the type of.
Can we translate
that much better forward? Shesparzu, it's a funny lesson.
They break themselves forth.
Shesparzu, yeah, they broke forth.
Against.
Kalpe anoshim romei amala, against the high level people whose chachma was really known, was already known. He's talking about Chazal, no?
Yeah.
He's saying they're trying to break forth against
usurp.
Chazal, right. They're trying to usurp, correct, against the true chachamim. They're trying part of their motivation here is to usurp. They want to occupy that position.
Why is it Yosef Sichlos Min HaKasa Rishona?
Yeah, why are they more foolish than the first group?
It seems like the very thing would be better.
Why?
Because they're walking in. In other words, if you didn't know that there was something here, and you, like Fishbach was saying before, if you didn't know to interpret it, you know, riddles in the Shalom, then your conclusion would be correct. These other people are walking.
If you wouldn't know.
That
what?
They don't know. That it was encoded.
Right.
So you have no reason to assume there's anything here other than what you see, and you do know other things for a fact. So, like in any other area, you see something crazy, you have no reason to assume there's anything else there, and you do know other things to be a fact which contradict these things.
That's not true.
Well, let's see. Let's continue a little bit further. I think he answers your question a little bit further. Go ahead.
Ilu yichshiras atman b'madayim, ash yadu eich kosfim es ha-divayim b'inyanim ha-elokim, v'kiyota behem min ha-madayim l'hamon v'lachachamim, Visglu laatman es hachelak hamasi shel filosofia, ki az hayum mevinim im hachachamim chachamim o lav, hayum muvanim lahem inyanei hadivrehim.
Okay, so he's saying, oh yes, that if they would have prepared themselves, with studying the sciences, okay? He means like in terms of the what's that?
When you're talking about like logics and that.
Right? Yeah, right. Until they would know how things are, how to write things in the area of metaphysics. In other words, if they would acquaint themselves more with knowledge in these areas, and they would realize how these types of things are to be written down, okay, and for the Hamon and for other Chachamim, okay, and they would cherish to themselves the practical part of philosophy, which apparently is the transmission of these ideas, right? And acting upon it, then they would understand if the Chachamim are Chachamim or not, and it would and it would be understandable to them the matters of their words. No, it's not like this. What's he saying? He's describing a guy. He's describing a guy.
Should have known better.
Who has a claim on knowledge, right? Let's just see if we can describe it a little bit. He considers himself a big chacham. That's the first thing. Person considers himself a great chacham. Okay. But yet he really is unfamiliar with the true ideas of chachma. All right. He really is unfamiliar with chachma on a deep level. Certainly in terms of the this area of philosophy. All right. So he's saying, therefore, right, so therefore he's saying when he looks at the Chachamim, he doesn't see, he says if he was more familiar with their philosophy and this type of Chachma, he would be able to recognize the mark of another Chacham. And he would recognize that the way the thing is written is expressing that this is the best way that these types of things have to be written. He would realize, like David's saying, that in this area, the proper way is through Marshall. Right? But he's saying, since he's not familiar with that, and he considers himself to be a great Chacham, he therefore rejects this whole thing, and he's very quick to put Chazal down.
So where exactly does his fault lie? Is it just in not investigating these areas to begin with? I mean, if he's not familiar with the area, he doesn't know that you're supposed to talk about it in this way. So why should he be criticized for?
Oh, because he's claiming, he's taking the position of being a chacham.
But he is in his area. A doctor is a chacham in the area.
That's not the position he's taking. But that's not the position he's taking. He's taking the position of being a philosopher and an arbiter on Chachma and Chachamim. Okay? But he's out of his league. He's completely out of his league. Okay? He's completely out of his league. And he's not even familiar with the way true Chachamim speak. So, but since he, because of his ego, wants to be the Chacham, he must be mevatel anything else that he can't understand. He's not gonna. Why is this person like this? He really is a person who wants to be considered great and thinks of himself as a great chacham, but is not really. But it's purely motivated by his ego. He's not motivated by a desire to know. He's motivated by a desire to be a chacham. See, that's why doctors, what I'm talking about elsewhere, doctors fall into this type of a mold. Because they consider themselves as a certain idea that a person is great in one area, he considers himself great, and therefore he makes the conclusion that everything he thinks is great. Like today. Today you have it with celebrities. that nobody even knows what their greatness is in any area. But for some reason, they're considered great in one area, and they say, well, what's your idea on politics? What's your idea on anything else? Right? So he's saying over here too, the guy is considers himself a great chacham because he does, like you say, he is impressive. He does have knowledge in certain areas. He knows the body, he knows the heavens, right? But he makes a big mistake. He makes one big mistake. And he doesn't realize that type of knowledge of science, of the body and of the heavens is completely different from the knowledge of philosophy. It's a completely different area. And just because you're good in that area has nothing to do with your knowledge in philosophy. But this person considers themselves to be very great and big chachamim. Not like a businessman. A businessman doesn't have a claim on chachma. Businessman, he just hates all chachma. he doesn't like. No, if you ask a businessman takes the attitude, chachma is a waste of time. And then these people don't say chachma is a waste of time, right? They say we are the chachma. So you understand? It's a big difference. Yeah. It's a big difference.
Two sides
of the spectrum. So, one second. So therefore, they cannot tolerate. They really have a hatred for Chazal. This type of a thing sets up a hatred for those who have a philosophical knowledge. And the reason also is because everybody really recognizes that ultimately it's not just the knowledge of the science. This knowledge of the science is not as important as the knowledge of the metaphysics. So they're not happy to say, "All right, I'm a great doctor, but I don't know anything about the life. I don't know anything about the proper way to live." Nobody's happy with that, because ultimately everybody recognizes that that's really a greater level of knowledge. Knowledge of religion, knowledge of those things. Everybody knows those are higher. So they can't stand that. Part of their identity is that they're big chachamim. And they can't tolerate chazal. So that's why he says they're very quick to put them down. They really want to put them down. That's their ultimate desire. Ultimate desire is they'll go through and they'll find things that look strange. And even things that aren't really strange, they'll make them strange. Because they want to give it the worst possible light. They want to put it in the worst possible light so that they can satisfy themselves and say, you see, these guys are a bunch of, they don't know what they're talking about. That's why he says that's their ultimate goal, to say, I'm a greater chacham and they're total fools.
But it's obviously not because of what they're saying that they have that hatred.
They have the hatred because they don't want that to exist. They don't want there to exist a greater chacham than them. That's what they hate.
Yeah, but if you read what they're saying, a lot of times the doctor would say, "This is not chacham. It's not the chacham that threatens them.
It's the existence of another realm of chacham that threatens them." You understand? It's the existence. It's the fact that a person will say to them, "You're a great doctor, but what do you know about God? You know nothing." That they can't tolerate. Guys say, "Look, you spent years studying science, studying the body. That's wonderful, but that's a totally different type of knowledge than this knowledge that Chazal have. And you don't even understand how to approach this area of knowledge. You don't even understand the basics in this area." That's intolerable to them.
Does that mean to say that the doctors would hate the astronomers and vice versa?
The same realm. No.
That's in the same. Yeah, they feel they're comrades.
What about a car mechanic?
But
what's the difference?
They don't
because it's the same realm.
It's the same realm. It's the same realm.
The doctor's not going to hate a physicist. He understands that there's a value if he goes too far.
Well, that's what he says, that they're mezalzel. That's really the goal. The goal is to be mezalzel them, to remove this threat. to remove this threat from their view of themselves as Chachamim. Yes, Alden?
Yeah.
What about the same thing? But like, I was making karma, like by like, any other realm of like a physical activity, like a car mechanic or something. Why don't they think like? Do they think that's not chachma?
The car mechanic.
Yeah, no, the physicist to a car mechanic.
Oh, he's mezalzel them too. He's mezalzel them too.
Who's mezalzel who in that case?
And the car is broken. But
where does he feel he's being threatened though? Like he knows
the
doctor.
The doctor, because he knows that it's a higher, he knows it's a more important area. He knows it's more important to have the right idea about God and religion and life. He knows that's a more important area. He knows that's a more important area.
How do people know?
It also seems to be a statement
about the atheist
doctor.
The atheist doctor, he even more wants to believe that the other guy doesn't have anything to do. He wants to say that the whole area doesn't exist. The whole presence of knowledge of God is a total threat to him. Certainly wants to put down all religious people. Yeah, Ben?
Yeah, but the doctor also seems to be like a threat to their lifestyle, too. They spend their entire life pursuing this area. It's not just that they don't like these other ones, but the existence of some other realm makes their whole life a waste. I mean, like every college professor who spent 30 years studying sociology or anthropology, one of these, they all belittle. They will never get along with
that. Well, that is definitely true, that every area that a guy is in, he always makes that into the main area. And
they spend their whole lives to admit that there's...
Nobody will say, I'm just spending my life in this thing and there's really great things I'm not doing.
Right. Secondary.
Nobody's going to say that.
Nobody's going to be like, I'm second best.
Right. Yeah.
It's interesting, though, because Chazal have the exact same opinion, just they posit that what they hold is true. Meaning, isn't it the same way? I mean, like, if you were to objectively look at the whole system, you see Chazal, they're involved in an area. You see sociologists, they're involved in an area. They both maintain that these are the highest ideals to the degradation of everything else.
It would be like if a sociologist claimed he could fix a car, you'd say, well, then the mechanic has a bad argument because he's claiming he can also fix a car. So he's also wrong.
No, but meaning their philosophy is just, what is the greatest good? Chazal would maintain that the greatest good is intellect, and they would maintain it's intellect in that field.
No, they're both maintaining it's good. No, they're both maintaining. I think they're both maintaining that philosophy and knowledge of God and life are the ultimate good. I think in this category, they both are maintaining that, but they don't want to recognize that there's a whole separate science and study and knowledge and information in this area that they claim to have knowledge in that they're completely unaware of. They don't want to know that. They don't want to hear that.
How do you say that a doctor has knowledge but thinks he has an approach to metaphysics?
Right.
Yeah. Where do you see that?
Well, I'm not sure if he means what we would call a doctor today. I mean, doctor today is a little different. I mean, it's not an indictment on the whole medical profession. But he's saying there is a certain... In his day, I mean, you have to understand, even 50 years ago, a doctor was looked at like... very differently than today, and it was a very big ego boost. But he means to say that I think it's true that every person who has achieved a certain level in areas of chachma, which medicine is considered an area of chachma, does consider himself a great chacham in all areas. Does consider himself a great chacham in all areas, and views of religion and these things, everybody agrees, are the utmost important. Even the atheist thinks it's of the utmost importance. The only thing is, he thinks it's of the utmost importance to say that it doesn't exist. And you would ask him, what's the most important idea in his life? He definitely would say that there's no God. But that trickles down to everything.
Yeah.
So everybody agrees that area is the most important area.
The area that doesn't exist.
No, it's only
The lack of something is the most important thing in his life.
He's not an agnostic. He believes that to be true.
The fact that there is no shelf in that corner is the most important idea you could possibly have.
No, but if everybody was afraid of something that you thought to be your fantasy and they were reacting to it, and you could see that you don't have to react to it, that would be an important idea.
No, that would be like the lack of what others view to be an important idea. Your idea would be whatever it is you live by. Yeah, no, but that's a lack. Meaning that's not a positive thing.
The fact is that everybody else does maintain it's a thing. So far as you're brushing
it doesn't matter. I should have a positive thing. My point is that it should be like, live your life. That could be an ideal. No one's going to say that their ideal is the lack of something.
I'm not saying that's his ideal. I'm saying it's the most important area in his life. It's the most important piece of knowledge he has.
I don't think he would say
that. Don't you think it's important piece of knowledge? I would call that guy up. What's his name? The guy who went to Supreme Court.
The flag.
Newdown.
Can you clarify one thing? Because we said that the first group also refuses to acknowledge that there anyone exists who is greater than they are, right? So they project their own.
Right.
So the second group also shares that characteristic, but it is different though, right? Like, is it just because this group...
Yeah, back to this question. Why is this group so much worse?
Well, they think they know.
Why is this group so much worse?
The
first one are willing to acknowledge that there's someone else who knows.
What's that?
Because if it were explained, they wouldn't accept it. The first group, if someone explained it to them, they'd accept it. But the second group, they're
okay, so that's one answer, that they are... They're worse. The second group is worse because it's more difficult for them to come to the truth.
Didn't we say the first group would reject it just as much?
Because at least the first group does believe in Chazal. If you could tell them you're right about believing in Chazal, you're just wrong about what Chazal is saying, they'd be forced to accept it.
They would accept that because they see that they're the only ones who could have the idea and that no one else could.
Ram said that if you told these ideas to them, not in underneath Chazal, then they would realize that they're crazy, right? So they're capable of recognizing.
Well, he says at the end
ideas.
Over there.
No, I'm not talking about the end.
Yeah.
I'm just talking about in the
he
first.
He says over here. He says if you were one of the first two katim, Akito, he says basically the rest of this is not going to be any help to you because you're going to.
That's what he says.
Yeah.
Stop reading now.
But anyway, but you still could say that what Aaron is saying is true, is because in order to be right, you need two things. You have to believe in Chazal, and you have to understand them properly. So the second group doesn't have either one. At least the first group has one.
But what difference?
Yeah, I don't see why they'd be any more prone to the idea.
It's more likely to happen at least by accident. But I think that itself leads to a different idea. Yeah, what? Yeah.
Seems like the second group isn't internally closed off from ever pursuing Chacham at all. Whereas the first group, and maybe this is close to the first answer, but it took a guy who's going to study biology, and one thinks biology is stupid, and you have another guy who has memorized all the biological terms, even though he has no understanding. So this, the second guy is, the first guy in this case, is more close to stumbling on the concept.
Now, the first group definitely has wrong ideas, correct? Because they're led to believe crazy things. Right? They're led to believe crazy things. What's that?
They're just trying to be honest with themselves, though.
Well, that's a good question. What they're trying to do, but they definitely have crazy ideas. Yeah.
Well,
are you going to continue the sentence somehow?
I was going to say it was what they're doing.
I didn't know if you wanted to jump in or if you no. They definitely have crazy ideas, right? But the second group. Has false conclusions in the area of they have false fundamental ideas in philosophy. Now, is this the first group doesn't know where these things are coming from? They just believe. You tell them this, they believe. You tell them that, they believe it. Okay, but it's just like empty conclusions to them. They're not really built through a whole corrupt derech of learning.
Wasn't it corrupt derech of learning? Why they led them to accept?
No, they're just empty. They're just empty. They're just empty. An empty vessel will hold anything you put into it.
Are these people we said are not capable of understanding true ideas? Or is that?
Well, at this level, they're not. At this level, they have very little knowledge they have very little knowledge. So, a physicist says, sometimes the more knowledge you gain, the more you see is not possible.
What's that?
To gain all the knowledge.
Can you give me an example? Sometimes the more knowledge you gain, the more you come to realize that less things are possible. Okay? Like, if you don't know anything about science, you could imagine anti-gravity boots. Right? But if you study physics more, you see that's just an impossibility. Right? So the person who had less, that was one of the questions they asked Feynman, is it possible to have an anti-gravity shoe? He says, no, absolutely not possible. So, but if you didn't know science, it would be one of the possibilities. Right? In your life, in your world, you think possibilities, time machine, anti-gravity boots, right? But then when you go to school and you learn physics, you say, oh, gotta cross those off, right? So less things become possible, in a certain sense, less is possible the more you know. Yoser das, yoser machov, right? The more you know, sometimes the more pain you go into. Because it's reality is not always what you wanted it to be, usually. So you have to deal with it. But I think the first group is just accepting these things because they're empty. They're just empty. You know what I'm saying? It's not really a fixed part of their soul. I don't think it's really a fixed character to change their soul. It's more like a kid. If a kid believes in the tooth fairy, not a big deal. But if an adult believes in it, that's a big problem. Second group is like a whole corrupt, ingrained derech. You know what I'm saying? The first group really has no way of, they don't really know anything. They're more simpletons. The only thing is, they have this thing that they believe to be true, which is chazal, and therefore they'll take whatever things they consider conclusions and they'll just fit it in. It doesn't trace back to processes of thought. It's just I have to believe in Chazal. They said this, so okay, I'll say that I believe that too. Do they really, really believe? I guess they. That's a good question. But the second group, it's like a whole corrupt philosophy, and these are their conclusions. You know what I'm saying?
The second group seems more capable, though, of understanding.
Because their whole mental apparatus, their whole derech is corrupt. Their whole derech of thinking is already corrupt. They've made a huge mistake in the area of philosophy, and they think, and they're forging ahead in this era, and they're just ingraining this error more and more.
But the first group has no chance. They have no ability to understand it.
They have a chance. They're like a kid. They remain like a child. And if somebody comes and can open their eyes, they have a chance. They have a chance. But forget about the chance. In terms of where they are, I think the second group is worse because they already have corrupt. They have a whole corrupt process going on. The first group just has a funny system.
You wouldn't call their belief in Chazal for whatever it's founded on a whole process or a whole
no.
belief
system? No. I think that's the whole point, that it's just something that they believe in.
So it's like they're
ignorant while the other group has replaced Chachma with something else.
Correct. So the other group, exactly, that's a good way to put it. Now, they're ignorant. The other group is saying, is really replacing the whole area of philosophy with something that they're making up. Yeah.
But isn't the the first group still have a corrupt.
It'd be like
thinking.
A guy if a guy doesn't believe and doesn't know anything about science, he's definitely he's better than the guy who believes in science fiction.
But,
I don't know if anybody actually believes in science.
But the guy who doesn't believe in science, if he were to have that as a stance, that this is in fact what Chazal are saying, random thing.
It'd be like a guy who said, I believe in my father. My father said that there's a time machine. So I believe that. As opposed to a guy who said, I got it! I invented the time machine! Right? Who's further away from the truth? Obviously, the second guy is operating in a whole crazy system, and he thinks he's getting results. He's definitely more insane. Now, the thing is, we said last week that in science, a guy like that's not going to get too far unless he's completely psychotic. Unless he actually thinks he traveled backwards in time. Because these things are testable. Right?
Back then you can get much further.
It goes too far back, you'll forget all this. But in this area, it's very hard to test. There are no tests and results that you can demonstrate. So you can keep going, and deeper and deeper. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Let's see the last guy, because it does round out the whole picture.
Lakata Shreishis, Vihim, Chayashen, Chayashen, Ma'ati Ma'od, Ash Efshar Likro Lahem Kas, Kamosh Efshar Lomar Al Hashemesh Min.
Okay, so he gives a little bit of a joke. I don't know what you call it. He said this third group is so small, that you can call them a cat like you can call the sun a species.
Which today probably is.
Today's not the best example.
Because
you're saying there's only one sun. So to say, to make out of an individual thing a group, it's like you're making out of an individual group. To say this is a group is almost to make one thing into a whole species.
Does that mean he holds
you
the only one?
No,
he might maintain he's in one of the other groups.
V'tov tumudasam v'mash nimtzal b'chlal divrehim dvarim hamarim al inyani hamitim ma'od.
Okay, so it's important to get the third cut because it shows you more of what the mistake of the prior cut is. He's saying it's clear to these people the greatness of the Chachamim and their good understanding. Now, how is it clear to them? In what they find in their words, things that are enlightening to the eyes. Amarim things that show a deep truth. The things that show great truth. In other words, an honest guy who's a chacham will see in Chazal things that are very that are clearly have great truth to them.
He means in specifically in these areas. He doesn't mean
in general.
He doesn't mean like you'll see like in halacha, from halacha.
I don't think
that,
he means in halacha.
Right.
Go ahead.
V'afal pish him ma'atim u'mufuzarim b'kama makomos b'chiboreihim harim marim al shleimusam hasagasam et ha'emes.
Okay, so that's an important thing. Now he's saying that even though they might be few, right, and far between, right. They do show the perfection and the understanding. They do show their perfection and their understanding of the truth. In other words, great ideas don't just accidentally come about by fools. So when you look at a work, at a large work, And even if you see here and there things that have penetrating truth, that shows you right away what type of a person you're dealing with. That already casts the authors into a certain light. And you have to say, from here I do see great ideas and great perfection. Okay? And you can make a conclusion in these areas there aren't accidents. In these areas there aren't accidents. In other areas a guy could luckily do something great. Or corruptly do something great. But in these areas it can't be. Great truths, deep truths, don't just fall out of the mouths of fools. Because they're highly refined structures of, and they only come about through a certain process of thought. And that's not something that can just happen accidentally. Could be a foolish person is misinterpreted as saying something wise. Right? but if you see something that has tremendous chachma in it, that shows you something right away. That shows you something definitively. Yeah.
He's talking about these agadatas, or sees them chazal in other areas. He realizes that they're smart, and then puts back.
Sounds like he's talking about agadata. Even in agadata, he'll find here and there things that are easy to understand and show great chachma. Because if you're talking about halacha, it's the whole shas. Still looking at that.
Far.
Wouldn't have to say it's Mufuzarim and Watam and Mufuzarim. Right? The Gamnis Borer.
Gamnis Borer, it's on Minyas Hanim Naos and Mitzius, Mukhuya Hamitzius.
And it's also clear to them the impossibility of the impossibilities and the existence of the necessary existence. Right? Now he says you can see from Chazal that they had this type of knowledge. They had this type of knowledge that they were working in a certain they were working in the realm of Chachmah, and they have these deep truth, and you see that they're working with certain premises. Certain things can exist, certain things can't exist, certain things must exist. Go ahead.
Yadu Shahim Alayhi Mashallam Lo Davru Divrei Havai.
And they know, this group knows that the Chazal didn't say foolish things. They know that they have a simple meaning and a deeper meaning. So they know that everything that they say, that's impossible, because you said they know before. They know that Chachamim knew things are impossible, right? So when they see things in their words that are impossible, they know it must be a riddle or an example.
V'kachu derech haChachamim haGadolim.
And they know that that's the way of great Chachamim.
V'fikach pasach sifro gadol haChachamim v'amar lahavin mashal l'melita derech haChachamim v'chidosam.
That's the beginning of Mishlei, right? That this group knows that that's the way Chachamim speak, and that's what the Gadol Chachamim said. Go ahead.
Kvar yadua itol Chachmei Halashon ki chida heim hadvarim sheinyanam besodam v'lo bipshatam. Kmo shamar.
Right. He's trying to explain the word chidusim, right? The trying to show what it means there in the pasuk.
Right.
Lefi
shedivrei kol ha'balei ha'chachma b'dvarim hanisgavim.
It's an interesting thing. So here, getting back to your question, it says Shadivre Kol Balei HaChachma, the words of all the Balei HaChachma in the very high things, Varman is Govim Shehim HaTachlis, which is the purpose, are only in Chida and Mashal. Only Chida and Mashal. Interesting thing.
So what does this group have over the other groups? What's the advantage?
So what does this group, yeah?
Understanding.
This group, he's saying, this group understands that what Chazal really were. They understand that Chazal were great Chachamim. The first group believed in Chazal, but they didn't understand what they were. So therefore they thought whatever they said was just what they said. Right? Because, and the reason why they didn't know what they were, the first group, is because they don't have any understanding of Chachma. Right? But this group, and the second group, thinks they know Chachma, and therefore they put them down. This group really understands that there's a whole realm of Chachma, and they know, and they can tell the mark of the Chacham, and they can see from Chazal that they were true Chachamim. And they also know how Chachamim talk.
Isn't that the main advantage that they have? That they know how the
Chachamim
talk?
Well,
they didn't know they were Chachamim wouldn't help. You have to
that's
know that
all
also.
Premised on the on those on the prior things. Yeah.
So you have to know they were Chachamim. I was saying before that there's no other way to formulate this dissonant knowledge, right? It had to be in these forms of mushrooms and somebody else, right?
Yeah, he goes further on this idea.
But was there at least a warning that
Chazal
gave?
Well, let's see. He goes a little further. Go ahead.
We're doing this pale al shvalim hamonim.
So he says, why should we be surprised, right? That this is your question. That they wrote the chachma in a mashal.
Why should we be surprised?
Right. And they compared these high ideas to very low common things. Okay.
V'hanach roeh hachacham. Is he saying that's why we would be surprised? Just
no,
because of that?
That.
Or, no, but he's saying that's why we would be surprised. Are those two things or one thing?
It's one thing.
Okay. So it's
why
not
would you? He's saying why should he saying now? He's saying we shouldn't be and we shouldn't be surprised that they did this.
No, what I'm asking is he saying that the surprise would come from the fact that they took these high subject matters and they encoded them in base like
right.
base things, or is he saying we should be surprised because they encoded them at all?
I guess in the first one more, because you'll say, you know, because you'll say, because you have to believe that when they sound like they're talking about mundane, low things, they're really talking about deep ideas.
Mm-hmm.
If a guy gives a abstract model. I always say he's in an abstract thing, but if you're talking about it, sounds like he's talking about a simple
right.
thing.
Like, so like Srafim and Chayos Kodesh, they wouldn't be
right.
thought about. He's talking about like...
Right.
Alright. So he says, V'hanach roeh hachacham mikol adam asa kein baruch hakodesh. Kloma Shlomo b'mishle b'shir shirim u'miktas kohalas.
So you see Shlomo himself did that. He gave a mashal for Shir Shirim, Ram says, right, in Tshuva, right? He says the whole Shir Shirim is a marshal for Avas Hashem. But yet, the whole thing is described as a love affair between a woman and a man. Right? So he's putting the highest things into the form of a love thing.
What do you mean, Saskahalas?
I can't go through a galas now. Which psukim? I don't know.
No.
Go ahead.
he's
saying some of those things are mush that sound like low. Some of the things that sound low.
Some of the things in Kohelas are low.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Muduyehe muzar be'enenu lafarsh es divrehim ulahotziam mipshatam kreshehe toim es ha muskal umatim la'emes lukus ve'akodesh.
Okay. So why should it be? Why should it be strange in our eyes? He's trying to convince, he's trying to bring us into this last cut.
Last ditch.
Right? Trying to bring us into the last cut, trying to increase the numbers. Don't think it shouldn't be surprising to you that what? That to explain their words and to take the words of Chazal out of their plain meaning, right? In order for it to match up. To the muskal, right? To make sense, to match up to something that makes sense, and to fit with the MS and the Kisvei HaKodesh. Now, don't think what right do you have to take the words of Chazal out of what they said. This is what they said. What right do you have to say it means something else?
Don't let it bother you.
He's going to see why. Go ahead.
Harihim atman mevarim psukei haksuvim umotzim osam mipshutam.
They themselves do it. They take psukim and say that the psukim don't mean what they say. The psukim are a marshal for something else. That's the whole thing of it. With the whole the army of was that the army of David over there? He gets Harib Sokha Bor. Right. The whole thing was a marshal. The whole Sefer says the marshal. Does explain what it's a marshal for. So he's saying Chazal themselves do it.
So if everyone else jumps off a bridge, should eat.
If you want to be like them.